From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The UM System Board of Curators will meet today to continue discussions on budgets and state funding for the system. The board met yesterday and discussed topics like low enrollment at MU. Pelham Amores Vice Provost for Enrollment Management says some ways MU is combating declining enrollment are through offering new incentive packages for Missouri National Merit Scholars and developing a scholarship for students eligible for Pell Grants. Gary Ward, MU Vice Chancellor for Operations, says MU should repurpose vacant residence halls as offices and guest lodgings. Residential Life at MU already has created a website where people can reserve residence hall rooms. Next year, MU will present recommendations for buildings to be demolished to the board. A Missouri circuit judge says Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft's office wrote a confusing and grammatically incorrect summary of a referendum to repeal right to work. A summary is meant to help voters understand ballot measures, but Cole County Circuit Court Judge Daniel Green yesterday ruled the right to work summary could confuse voters. Republican Governor Eric Greitens in February signed the right to work law banning mandatory union fees. Union opponents want voters to weigh in on the measure, hoping it will be repealed. Green says voters deserve to be asked in a, quote, grammatically competent manner whether to keep the law. He rewrote the summary. Green also switched the summary to make a yes vote mean a vote to repeal the law. A no vote will indicate support for right to work. It's now illegal in Missouri for convicted child sex offenders to be within 50 feet of a children's museum. Governor Eric Greitens signed the bill into law yesterday, which also adds sex trafficking to the state's definition of child abuse and neglect. He says the measure was informed by direct input from foster kids' parents and advocates.
Because if we're listening to them, then we together can find ways to implement practices that are going to help them and are going to support them. That's who we're fighting for.
The bill also includes the Foster Care Bill of Rights, which contains such things as seeking placement with suitable relatives first and keeping siblings together if it's in their best interest. It does not, however, address concerns in a federal lawsuit accusing the Department of Social Services of overprescribing psychotropic drugs to kids in the foster care system. Republican Governor Eric Greitens says he prefers a ramped-up House version of a bill to tighten state abortion laws. Greitens told reporters yesterday in Jefferson City that he supports the latest House iteration, which has more stringent restrictions than what senators had initially approved. Greitens earlier this month called lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special session focused on abortion. Senators passed a watered-down bill that didn't include a proposal to ban abortion clinic staff from asking ambulances to drive without lights or sirens. The House version includes that proposal, along with broader authority for the state attorney general to prosecute violations of abortion laws. Republican bill sponsor Senator Andrew Koenig says he also wants senators to pass the House version. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.